And the Lord said, Because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which has come unto me, and if not, I will know. For we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxen great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord hath sent us to destroy it. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry, and said unto his father, Bless me, even me also, O my father. And it came to pass in process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage, and they cried, and their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. And the tale of the bricks which they did make heretofore, ye shall lay upon them. Ye shall not diminish aught thereof, for they be idle. Therefore they cry, saying, Let us go and sacrifice to our God. And there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there was none like it, nor shall be like it any more. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. If thou afflict them in any wise, and they cry at all unto me, I will surely hear their cry. And he said, It is not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing do I hear. And the leper in whom the plague is, his clothes shall be rent, and his head bare, and he shall put a covering upon his upper lip, and shall cry, Unclean, unclean. And all Israel that were round about them fled at the cry of them, for they said, Lest the earth swallow us up also. Beware that there be not a thought in thy wicked heart, saying, The seventh year, the year of release, is at hand, and then I be evil against thy poor brother, and thou givest him not, and he cry unto the Lord against thee, and it be sin unto thee. At his day thou shalt give him his hire, neither shall the sun go down upon it, for he is poor, and setteth his heart upon it, lest he cry against thee unto the Lord, and it be sin unto thee. Go and cry unto the gods which ye have chosen. Let them deliver you in the time of your tribulation. And the men that died not were smitten with the emerods. And the cry of the city went up to heaven. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, Cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. And ye shall cry out in that day because of your king which ye shall have chosen you. And the Lord will not hear you in that day. Tomorrow about this time I will send thee a man out of the land of Benjamin, and thou shalt anoint him to be captain over my people Israel, that he may save my people out of the hand of the Philistines. For I have looked upon my people because their cry is come unto me. For all of my father's house were but dead men before my lord the king. Yet didst thou set thy servant among them that did eat at thine own table. What right, therefore, have I yet to cry any more unto the king? In my distress I called upon the Lord, and cried to my God. And he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. Yet have thou respect unto the prayer of thy servant, and to his supplication, O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry and to the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee today. It came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, Cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or peradventure he sleepeth and must be awaked. And it came to pass at the 7 years' end that the woman returned out of the land of the Philistines, and she went forth to cry unto the king for her house and for her land. Have respect, therefore, to the prayer of thy servant, and to his supplication, O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry and the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee. And behold, God himself is with us, for our captain and his priests with sounding trumpets to cry alarm against you. O children of Israel, fight ye not against the Lord God of your fathers, for ye shall not prosper. If when evil cometh upon us as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house, and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. And there was a great cry of the people and of their wives against their brethren the Jews. And I was very angry when I heard their cry in these words, and didst see the affliction of our fathers in Egypt, and heardest their cry by the Red Sea. Mordecai perceived all that was done. Mordecai rent his clothes, and put on sackcloth with ashes, and went out into the midst of the city, and cried with a loud and a bitter cry, and came from these days of Purim in their times appointed, according as Mordecai the Jew and Esther the queen had enjoined them, and as they had decreed for themselves and for their seed the matters of the fasting and their cry. O earth, cover not thou my blood, and let my cry have no place. Behold, I cry out of wrong, but I am not heard. I cry aloud, but there is no judgment. Will God hear his cry when trouble cometh upon him? I cry unto thee, and thou dost not hear me. I stand up, and thou regardest me not. Howbeit he will not stretch out his hand to the grave, though they cry in his destruction. If my land cry against me, or that the furrows likewise thereof complain, so that they cause the cry of the poor to come unto him, and he heareth the cry of the afflicted. By reason of the multitude of oppression, they make the oppressed to cry. They cry out by reason of the arm of the mighty. There they cry, but none giveth answer, because of the pride of evil men. But the hypocrites in heart heap up wrath. They cry not when he bindeth them. Who provideth for the raven his food? When his young ones cry unto God, they wander for lack of meat. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. A prayer of David. Hear the right, O Lord, attend unto my cry, give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. In my distress I called upon the Lord, and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. A Psalm of David. Unto thee will I cry, O Lord my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee and a sojourner, as all my fathers were. To the chief musician, a Psalm of David. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. To the chief musician upon Neginah, a Psalm of David. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee, when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Let my prayer come before thee. Incline thine ear unto my cry. He shall cry unto me, Thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. A prayer of the afflicted when he is overwhelmed and poureth out his complaint before the Lord. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Nevertheless, he regarded their affliction when he heard their cry. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. They cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh a storm. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. A Psalm of David. Lord, I cry unto thee, make haste unto me. Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. He giveth to the beast his food, and to the young ravens which cry. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? Whoso stoppeth his ears at the cry of the poor, he also shall cry himself, but shall not be heard. The words of wise men are heard in quiet more than the cry of him that ruleth among fools. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah his pleasant plant. And he looked for judgment, but behold oppression, for righteousness, but behold a cry. For before the child shall have knowledge to cry, my father and my mother, the riches of Damascus and the spoil of Samaria shall be taken away before the king of Assyria. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. And the wild beasts of the island shall cry in their desolate houses, and dragons in their pleasant palaces. And her time is near to come, and her days shall not be prolonged. Howl, O gate! Cry, O city! Thou, whole Palestina, art dissolved. For there shall come from the north a smoke, and none shall be alone in his appointed times. And Heshbon shall cry, and Elealeh. Their voice shall be heard even unto Jahaz. Therefore the armed soldiers of Moab shall cry out. His life shall be grievous unto him. My heart shall cry out for Moab. His fugitives shall flee unto Zoar and Hepher of 3 years old. For by the mounting up of Luhith with weeping shall they go it up. For in the way of Horonaim they shall raise up a cry of destruction. For the cry is gone round about the borders of Moab, the howling thereof unto Eglaim, and the howling thereof unto Beer Elim. And it shall be for a sign and for a witness unto the Lord of hosts in the land of Egypt. For they shall cry unto the Lord because of the oppressors, and he shall send them a Saviour, and a great one, and he shall deliver them. They shall lift up their voice, they shall sing for the majesty of the Lord, they shall cry aloud from the sea. Stay yourselves and wonder, cry ye out and cry. They are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. For the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem. Thou shalt weep no more. He will be very gracious unto thee at the voice of thy cry. When he shall hear it, he will answer thee. Behold, their valiant ones shall cry without. The ambassadors of peace shall weep bitterly. The wild beasts of the desert shall also meet with the wild beasts of the island, and the satyr shall cry to his fellow. The screech owl also shall rest there, and find for herself a place of rest. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her, that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice said, Cry. And he said, What shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. I have long time holden my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake I have sent to Babylon, and have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans, whose cry is in the ships. They bear him upon the shoulder, they carry him, and set him in his place, and he standeth. From his place shall he not remove. Yea, one shall cry unto him, yet can he not answer, nor save him out of his trouble. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, behold, my servants shall sing for joy of heart, but ye shall cry for sorrow of heart, and shall howl for vexation of spirit. Go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. Israel, wilt thou not from this time cry unto me, My father, thou art the guide of my youth? Declare ye in Judah, and publish in Jerusalem, and say, Blow ye the trumpet in the land. Cry, gather together, and say, Assemble yourselves, and let us go into the defense cities. Therefore pray not thou for this people, neither lift up cry nor prayer for them, neither make intercession to me, for I will not hear thee. Behold, the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people, because of them that dwell in a far country. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven images and with strange vanities? Therefore thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will bring evil upon them, which they shall not be able to escape. And though they shall cry unto me, I will not hearken unto them. Then shall the cities of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem go and cry unto the gods unto whom they offer incense. But they shall not save them at all in the time of their trouble. Therefore pray not thou for this people, neither lift up a cry or prayer for them, for I will not hear them in the time that they cry unto me for their trouble. Judah mourneth, and the gates thereof languish. They are black unto the ground, and the cry of Jerusalem is gone up. When they fast, I will not hear their cry, and when they offer burnt offering and an oblation, I will not accept them, but I will consume them by the sword and by the famine and by the pestilence. Let a cry be heard from their houses, when thou shalt bring a troop suddenly upon them, for they have digged a pit to take me, and hid snares for my feet. And let that man be as the cities which the Lord overthrew and repented not, and let him hear the cry in the morning, and the shouting at noontide, because go up to Lebanon, and cry, and lift up thy voice in Bashan, and cry from the passages, for all thy lovers are destroyed. Howl, ye shepherds, and cry, and wallow yourselves in the ashes, ye principal of the flock, for the days of your slaughter and of your dispersions are accomplished, and ye shall fall like a pleasant vessel. A voice of the cry of the shepherds, and an howling of the principal of the flock shall be heard, for the Lord has spoiled their pasture. For there shall be a day that the watchman upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry, Arise ye, and let us go up to Zion unto the Lord our God. The nations have heard of thy shame, and thy cry hath filled the land. For the mighty man has stumbled against the mighty, and they are fallen both together. They did cry there, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, is but a noise. He hath passed the time appointed. Thus saith the Lord, Behold, waters rise up out of the north, and shall be an overflowing flood, and shall overflow the land and all that is therein, the city and them that dwell therein. Then the men shall cry, and all the inhabitants of the land shall howl. Moab is destroyed. Her little ones have caused a cry to be heard. For in the going up of Luhith, continual weeping shall go up. For in the going down of Horonaim, the enemies have heard a cry of destruction. Moab is confounded, for it is broken down. Howl and cry, tell ye it in Arnon, that Moab is spoiled. Therefore will I howl for Moab, and I will cry out for all Moab. Mine heart shall mourn for the men of Kirhiraz. From the cry of Heshbon, even unto Elieli, and even unto Jahaz, have they uttered their voice, from Zoar even unto Horonaim, as an heifer of 3 years old, for the waters also of Nimrim shall be desolate. Howl, O Heshbon, for Ai is spoiled. Cry, ye daughters of Rabbah, gird you with sackcloth, lament and run to and fro by the hedges, for their king shall go into captivity, and his priests and his princes together. The earth is moved at the noise of their fall, at the cry the noise thereof was heard in the Red Sea. Their tents and their flocks shall they take away. They shall take to themselves of their curtains, and all their vessels, and their camels, and they shall cry unto them, Fear is on every side. At the noise of the taking of Babylon the earth is moved, and a cry is heard among the nations. A sound of a cry cometh from Babylon, and great destruction from the land of the Chaldeans. Arise, cry out in the night, in the beginning of the watches, pour out thine heart like water before the face of the Lord. Lift up thy hands toward him for the life of thy young children that faint for hunger in the top of every street. Also when I cry and shout, he shutteth out my prayer. Thou hast heard my voice. Hide not thine ear at my breathing, at my cry. Therefore will I also deal in fury. Mine eyes shall not spare, neither will I have pity. And though they cry in mine ears with a loud voice, yet will I not hear them. And the Lord said unto him, Go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for all the abomination that be done in the midst thereof. Cry and howl, son of man, for it shall be upon my people, it shall be upon all the princes of Israel. Terrors by reason of the sword shall be upon my people. Smite therefore upon thy thigh. Forbear to cry, make no mourning for the dead, bind the tire of thine head upon thee, and put on thy shoes upon thy feet, and cover not thy lips, and eat not the bread of men. Thus saith the Lord God to Tyrus, Shall not the isles shake at the sound of thy fall, when the wounded cry, when the slaughter is made in the midst of thee? The suburbs shall shake at the sound of the cry of thy pilots, and shall cause their voice to be heard against thee, and shall cry bitterly, and shall cast up dust upon their heads. They shall wallow themselves in the ashes. Blow ye the cornet in Gibeah, and the trumpet in Ramah. Cry aloud at Beth Avon after thee, O Benjamin. Israel shall cry unto me, My God, we know thee. Sanctify ye a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God, and cry unto the Lord. O Lord, to thee will I cry. For the fire hath devoured the pastures of the wilderness, and the flame hath burned all the trees of the field. The beasts of the field cry also unto thee, for the rivers of waters are dried up, and the fire hath devoured the pastures of the wilderness. Will a lion roar in the forest when he hath no prey? Will a young lion cry out of his den if he have taken nothing? Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it. For their wickedness has come up before me. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn every one from his evil way, and from the violence that is in their hands. Then shall they cry unto the Lord, but he will not hear them. He will even hide his face from them at that time, as they have behaved themselves ill in their doings. Thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err, that bite with their teeth and cry, Peace. And he that putteth not into their mouths, they even prepare war against him. Now why dost thou cry out aloud? Is there no king in thee? Is thy counselor perished? For pangs have taken thee as a woman in travail. But Nineveh is of old like a pool of water. Yet they shall flee away. Stand, stand, shall they cry, but none shall look back. O Lord, how long shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear, even cry out unto thee of violence, and thou wilt not save? For the stone shall cry out of the wall, and the beam out of the timber shall answer it. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord, that there shall be the noise of a cry from the fish gate, and an howling from the second, and a great crashing from the hills. The great day of the Lord is near, it is near, and hasteth greatly, even the voice of the day of the Lord. The mighty man shall cry there bitterly. So the angel that communed with me said unto me, Cry thou, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I am jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with a great jealousy. Cry yet, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, My cities through prosperity shall yet be spread abroad, and the Lord shall yet comfort Zion, and shall yet choose Jerusalem. He shall not strive nor cry, neither shall any man hear his voice in the streets. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus! Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And shalt not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. There arose a great cry, And the scribes that were of the Pharisees' part arose, and strove, saying, We find no evil in this man. But if a spirit or an angel hath spoken to him, let us not fight against God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. For it is written, Rejoice, thou barren that bearest not. Break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. For the desolate hath many more children than she which hath an husband. And another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, Thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe.